Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lynn Fisher of Washington County Public Health and Lori Hobscheit about the elementary school gardens at Lincoln and Ainsworth Elementary Schools. This is part one of a two-part interview.
The Obesity Prevention Task Force really decided that they would like to develop some vegetable gardens at some schools. That we thought that would be a great activity to help decrease obesity in kids in our county. And so we approached a couple principals, and the principal at Lincoln Elementary and the principal at the Ainsworth Elementary or Highland Elementary, and they were both very enthusiastic about it. And so we started the gardens. That whole concept was actually in late 2010, early 2011. So we've been working on it for some time. The gardens were actually built this April. It was a very rainy spring, so a little bit later than what we had thought. And so then the harvesting has been happening. Some of the students really didn't get to harvest any vegetables because school was out. So now we are harvesting some vegetables, and Lori, this is where Lori is really playing a key part.
And do you want to talk about some of that?
Well, this summer, we had to take care of the gardens, you know, weed it and check on it and water it and stuff like that. So the Y kids from the daycare, we went once a week all summer and weeded and watered, and we didn't get to pick a lot of vegetables because of the planting season was so late that we, you know, weren't able to get a lot of them, but they were able to see, you know, some of it, and then the plants grow, and they were so excited about it. It was phenomenal how excited they were. They would get little baby carrots and they would be like, oh, you know, because we had to weed them and stuff like that. So that was really interesting. So yeah, we took care of it all summer, but now that school's back in session, the Lincoln Elementary kids, third and fourth and fifth graders, will take care of the garden and then finish it out. They're being able to harvest the tomatoes and the cucumbers, and everything's really starting to grow.
What are some of the things you feel they learned from this project?
Well, they certainly learned where vegetables come from. And also, this whole garden is part of the curriculum. That was a key element. We wanted it to be sustainable, so the whole project, so it wouldn't just disappear in a year or two. So both principals agreed that it should be part of the curriculum. And so we had some professors from the University of Iowa join us and help create a curriculum for the teachers so that it is part. So they learn about vegetables, where they come from, and what we've really learned about in reading about school gardens is that when they grow it, they eat it. So we're trying to increase their knowledge about vegetables, and then their preference, increase their preference for vegetables and change their attitudes about vegetables.
And what were some of the vegetables that the kids were able to try?
Well, in the school, during the year, they actually brought in different kinds of vegetables, like just from the grocery stores. I think kohlrabi, I mean, some really different ones. Radishes, tomatoes, cucumbers. And then the kids tried them. And in talking with some of the teachers, they were really surprised at how many kids actually did try it and liked them. And, you know, a lot of them have never seen or had any of those vegetables before, just because if your parents don't like kohlrabi, you're probably not going to ever eat it either. And then in the garden, we have a variety of different plants as well, which they'll be able to also try.
And another exciting link was we were able to partner with Chris Gaughan at Senior Dining, that's at the Y. And so over the summer, when school is out and the students aren't tasting these vegetables or taking them home, she's been able to use those vegetables to serve at Senior Dining. Mm-hmm. And plans for the future also is the HACAP Emergency Food Pantry, is that the students will donate, plant a row for the hungry, and they'll donate some of their produce to the food pantry. So we're making lots of connections with the community.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Lynn Fisher of Washington County Public Health and Lori Hobscheit about the elementary gardens at the Ainsworth and Lincoln Elementary Schools. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.